Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Today is Friday, October the 7th, 2022. It's Friday and it is 8:40 p.m. Yes, I normally leave a word in the a.m., but this is the p.m. Amen, amen. May God bless you and keep you. As the weekend is upon us, keep God first in your life. My word of encouragement for this evening is proper anger, coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 27, NIV version or King James version. And it reads, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 through 27. Amen, amen. There's a reason we often describe anger as fiery, white hot, raging, or smoldering. Anger can be one of the most intensely felt emotions, and left unchecked can do as much damage as any wild fire. But if you read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27 carefully, the Bible doesn't tell us that anger itself is sinful. It's what we may do while we're angry that may be wrong. If we react without thought, anger can injure others and wreck relationships. Anger corked up inside can cause bitterness and destroy us from the inside out. So, what is the proper way to handle anger? Paul tells us to deal with our anger immediately before the sun goes down, in a way that builds relationships. Dealing with angry feelings means that we're not letting ourselves stew over them. When we work through the problem, we're not giving Satan the opportunity to divide us and let grudges take root. Are you angry with someone today? Pray, asking God to give you the steps to take to resolve those feelings. Don't wait for another day to pass by. Amen. I couldn't have said it better, but hey, get it straight. Straighten it out. Don't continue to carry all that on you, the hate, the bitterness, holding grudges. Let it go. Let it go and let God work for you. Amen. Amen. God, when we are angry, help us not to react in knee-jerk ways or nurse the feeling causing it to grow. Show us how to move through and move on. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for this evening. Walk with it, take with it, chew on it. Hey, talk to someone. If you've been carrying something way back, get it straight. Make it right. Set it right. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend this Friday. God bless you. Keep it safe and keep it right. I love you and God loves you. Amen. Amen. I have another word of encouragement for you on Monday. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I'm Sister Faye. Amen.